USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukrainian authorities are investigating possible war crimes by Russia after finding hundreds of executed bodies near Kyiv after Kremlin forces withdrew.
Bucha massacre is the most outrageous atrocity of the 21st century. By what we've seen in Bucha and vicinity, we can conclude that Russia is worse than ISIS.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba in the town of Bucha, 23 miles northwest of Kyiv city center, Reuters reported seeing a man executed with his hands tied behind his back. Sacramento police are reporting Sunday that multiple shooters were involved in an early morning violence that killed six people and 12 were wounded. Police Chief Kathy Lester provided no information about the suspects or the motive for the shooting that happened a few blocks from the state capitol. All shooters remain at large. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
The cost of gasoline has never been more expensive in this country.
President Biden is releasing 1 million barrels of oil every day from the United States' Strategic Petroleum Reserve as critics continue to come after him for his restrictions on American oil production. Frank Maricola is the American Petroleum Institute's Senior Vice President of Policy. He tells Fox News there's other things that can be done to lower the price at the pump.
If the administration really wants to be strategic here, they'll promote the production of oil and gas in the United States through development on federal lands and waters. They'll stop restricting access to pipeline infrastructure. Those are the things that are going to provide relief for Americans at the pump.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Congratulations to Denny Hamlin and his late surge win at NASCAR's race in Richmond, Virginia on Sunday. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Some of Ukraine President Zelensky's comments on CBS's Grammy show last night.
The war. What's more opposite to news? The silence of ruined cities and killed people. Our children draw swooping rockets, not shooting stars. Over 400 children have been injured and 153 children died. And we'll never see them drawing. Our parents are happy to wake up in the morning in bomb shelters, but alive. Our loved ones don't know if we will be together again. The war doesn't let us choose who survives and who stays in internal silence. Our musicians wear body armor instead of tuxedo. They sing to their wounded in hospitals, even to those who can't hear them, but the music will break through anyway. We defend our freedom to live, to love, to sound. On our land, we are fighting Russia, which brings horrible silence with its bombs, the dead silence. Feel the silence. With your music, feel it today to tell our story.
Democrat Representative Jamie Raskin has announced the mostly partisan congressional panel investigating January 6 has a goal to hold public hearings on their findings in May. Opponents of the commission remind America the only person killed that day was an unarmed civilian shot dead by Capitol Police, who then walked away scot-free. President Trump has called this politically motivated and nothing more than a witch hunt, referring back to February of 1692, the Salem witch trials, where 25 people were killed. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.